Okay, I'm glad to be joined on the phone now by the legend himself, Derek Acora. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. The sun's gone in, so that's not always good. But yeah, we'll get through it. You doing good?
Yes, thank you, Glenn. Yes, really good.
Fantastic. You're the world's most renowned spirit medium. You're coming to the south coast of England for another evening of mediumship on the back of last year's sellout crowd at Fernham Hall. So you're looking forward to that?
Absolutely. The last one I did there, the audience participation was fantastic. Yeah. The staff at the theatre were lovely. I can't wait to get back to come and do another demonstration at the lovely Fernham Hall, yes.
Looking forward to having you back here. So,
thank you.
When did you, obviously, you know you had the gift of mediumship.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started very, very early. I was at the age of six. I had my first, what we call, spiritual encounter, if you like, Liam, in my grandmother's house. And what it was, we were, actually, the schooling where I went to with my elder brother was virtually right opposite Gran's house, so it was very convenient, because that's where I lived till I was seven, with my parents at my Gran's house. Anyway, we'd come home from school, Colin and I, and we were shunted right up to the top of the house. It was a big old Victorian house that she had,
yeah.
Plenty of bedrooms, and she transferred or changed the bedroom into, like, a playroom for us kids, before we got called down for evening dinner. And we got called down, and Colin, being older than me, was down the stairs quick, and I got to the last landing, and then suddenly I heard this, like, noise to my right, and I looked round, and there's a man standing in the doorway, a man I'd never seen before. I could see him very clearly. He seemed to be a big man to me, and I just froze. And then suddenly he started moving towards me, and I knew there was something different, because the way he was moving, it wasn't like the movement of a man just walking up to me. But I couldn't work it out. I could see him clearly. Then he spoke to me, and his voice was different than what it would be to the voice I'd normally hear.
Yeah.
And I was really in a terrible, confused state. And he just told me to go down and tell my grandma and my mum that Richard... I'd seen Richard, and I'd been speaking to him, and he's fine, and tell everyone. So I ran down the stairs, out of breath, into the kitchen area where both Gran and Mum were serving up our dinner, and I told them about what had just happened, a strange man upstairs. Well, of course, they both got hold of my hands, raced me up the stairs, lo and behold, get into the bedroom, no sign of him. I'm in an even more confused state. I wasn't quite seven, asking questions. Who's the strange man in your house, Gran? Anyway, she got these photographs from a cupboard in this, like, old tin box, and she emptied the contents onto the table where we were going to have our evening meal, and she said, now you sit down and you tell me if you can see a photograph of this man in these photographs here. And I'm looking, and suddenly, lo and behold, there's one. And it was a photograph of a man who was in a charcoal grey three-piece suit. And I said, that's the man, and who is this man? I'm saying to my mum, who is it? Nearly crying. And they just said, look, don't you worry. That man will not come in here again. I'll change the locks. And it was left at that until about the age of nine. I'd never had any more experiences after that until the age of nine, when Gran sat me down and explained what she was. She was a medium, and, the gifts were passed down in the family, and I have got these psychic gifts. And told me that my grandfather, then told me it was my granddad. Now, my grandfather, he wasn't talked about as we were kids, because apparently he passed away. He died. He had a terrible accident away at sea, because he was a seafarer. A terrible accident. That was 2.5 years before I was actually born. I knew nothing of him.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Crazy, isn't it?
That's where it all started.
Yeah, it did.
And you say it was passed down through the family as well?
Yes.
So it's sort of running the family?
Well, my gran was a medium for 50-odd years, her mother, and I believe her grandmother. It went way back in our family. But the bizarre thing, what Gran really couldn't get a handle of, is she said, it's unique, this is you're a one-off. Because I said, why? She said, because you're the first male medium in the history of our family. It's always been the ladies.
Crazy. I tell you, I do watch some of your stuff. I've seen your Most Haunted on the TV, and I find it absolutely incredible what you're doing. And I'd love to come and see you, so I might have to see if I can get some tickets to come down. And
yes, please do. We can arrange tickets. Come along to the show.
Of course. Yeah, a lot of people are actually getting in contact with us now saying, where can we get tickets? So we'll do that in a second. But first, obviously, you've demonstrated a lot of venues over the world. Does it get a bit tiring? Is it mentally tiring?
You know what, Liam? After all these years... the actual working can be a little bit tiring.
Yeah.
It's not the working, it's the travelling.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you're travelling 24/7. You could be away for 9, 10 days, could be away for 3 weeks if you're abroad, like I've done touring of Australia, New Zealand, you know, and far-off countries. And it's the, if you ask anyone that does any type of work where it requires travel, they'll tell you it's the travel that's the most tiring.
Yeah. I agree, actually, if I'm honest. Yeah. I do travel quite a bit.
Mm.
So, obviously, you do love working with Spirit, though.
That, I do.
There you go.
It's my life.
It is.
You know what? I dedicated this to Spirit. I held my hands up once they proved to me that this was, you know, a reality. I said, I will work for you for as long as you want to work with me, and it'll stay that way. Derek Acor is not going to retire.
Okay, that was my next question, but okay.
I must be psychic.
I knew you were going to ask that, so I should be in the same job as you.
Yes.
Yeah, basically, I was going to suggest if you could possibly get any anything from me now, but I'm on my own, so I don't want to be spooked out. So we'll do that another time.
Okay.
Derek, where can we obviously find out more information? Where can we get tickets for the show at Fernham Hall?
Well, you can get on to the promoters who are promoting this, Mr. Dale Field of. I'm just trying to sound silly to you. I haven't got the full address in front of me. But if you check that out, Dale Field is the organiser.
Yeah, it's do you want the website? I've got it in front of me.
You got it in front of you.
Yeah,
lovely man. And you know, if they get in touch with Dale, he will immediately sort things out for people.
It's paraspirit.net.
That's it, paraspirit.net.
Yeah, get involved with that. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today, and we wish you all the best, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, it's nice speaking to you again.
Take care.
Don't forget, come to the show and see.
Of course, no, I will. I will bring my mum with me. She's really looking forward to it.
Well, we'll arrange tickets through Dale for you and your mum.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Derek.
Okay, Liam.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.